I want to ask a very simple question this morning. And it's this: who do we have to help us? You know, I was thinking about this even just as I was sitting here this morning. And I was thinking, I'm 37. And I'm an old man compared to a lot of people here this morning. And I still need help whenever things need to be done. Because I was thinking, in our lives we have so many people who come along, and when we're in trouble or when we need something, we can ask them and they will help us. I was thinking, first of all, that we would have our parents. And you know, yesterday I had to ring my daddy to ask him to help me out to get some tables for a particular job I had to do. Wouldn't you think I'd be past that when I'd be able to look after myself? Well, it doesn't work like that. But you know, you can rely on your mum and dad for whatever you need. For your dinner, when you go home, you'll not have to make the dinner yourself, will you? Your mum and dad, well, they will make the dinner and they will set it out for you. And there'll be everything there that you love. Or maybe not. If it's me, too much broccoli or too many vegetables of any sort, and I wouldn't be pleased. But your mum and dad, you can rely on them. They're there to take you to school, to look after things, and there are things that you don't have to worry about because your mum and dad look after them for you. And then, of course, you have your teachers in school. And when you go to school, your teachers can help you, can't they? If you have a question, if there's something you don't understand or something you're worried about, you can go to your teacher. Maybe you even have a favourite teacher, one teacher that you particularly like to go to. Because maybe the other ones are a bit nasty, I don't know. But your teachers are there to help you and they're there to give you assistance whenever you need it. I was thinking too of maybe your coach at school. Maybe you're playing rugby or football or hockey or something or netball. And there's another situation. And sometimes you need a wee bit of guidance. You need a wee bit of help to learn something new. And then, of course, if you're sick, if you've got a wee frog in your throat or you're not feeling very well, you have a doctor, don't you? And you can go and see him or her and you can go and tell them what's wrong and they will help you to get better. And then, of course, maybe you have a hero. You know, I don't think it... Maybe you just have that one particular person. Maybe that one particular teacher or parent or friend or uncle or aunt or grandparent even. And they're like a superhero because you can go to them about anything. They can fix nearly anything in the whole world. Who do we have to help us? You know, if you're saved this morning, if you have asked the Lord Jesus Christ into your life, you have someone that no one else has. If you are trusting in the Lord Jesus, you can go to someone. You have someone who's with you that anyone else who is unsaved, who hasn't asked the Lord Jesus Christ in heart, does not have. And it's this person here. In Romans 8:14 it says, "For all who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God." You know, if we are the children of God, we are led by the Spirit of God. And I wanted to talk to you this morning a little bit about the Holy Spirit. Because he's really, really important in the lives of those of us who are Christians. The first thing I wanted to tell you about the Holy Spirit is that he is God. You know, sometimes we talk so much about God the Father, don't we? And we talk so much about the Lord Jesus, and that's all really good. But the third person of the Godhead is God. And he is as important and as powerful and as wonderful as God the Father and God the Son. So the Holy Spirit is God. But can I tell you, the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Godhead, if you're saved, is living in you. He's there with you. No matter where you go. So it doesn't matter if you're going to school. It doesn't matter if you're going to play sports on a Saturday. It doesn't matter if you're going to piano lessons. It doesn't matter where you're going. Out with your friends or out with your family. The Holy Spirit goes with you. But what does the Holy Spirit do? The Holy Spirit is our teacher. He teaches us about the Lord Jesus. He teaches us about how wonderful he is and about how good he is to us, and about all that he's done for us, and about what he's doing for us right now. He teaches us about the Word of God. The Bible tells us that the Holy Spirit helps us understand the Word of God. You know, whenever you're reading your Bible, or maybe your Sunday school teacher's talking, and there's just something that you don't understand. There's just something that's really, really difficult. You know, the Holy Spirit is there to help you understand that. It's to help you get to know what that means. Even when you can't understand it, you can pray about it. You can talk to the Holy Spirit about it, and he will teach you. He helps us not to sin. You know, the Holy Spirit, one of his important roles is that as he goes with us, as he goes out with our friends with us, the Holy Spirit helps us to choose to do what is right. You know, maybe our friends want us to do something that we know that's wrong. They want us to go somewhere that our parents have told us that we're not allowed to go to. Well, we know that that's wrong, don't we? And we have the Holy Spirit to help us to choose to do what is right. To not go where we're not supposed to go. To not say what we're not supposed to say. And to not do what we're not supposed to do. And you know, the Holy Spirit does something in our lives. He changes us. He makes us different. And he helps us to serve the Lord Jesus better. You know that if you're saved, don't you? That you're the servant of the Lord Jesus. He wants you to go and tell others about him. He wants you to share the good news with your friends. He wants you to tell your parents about him. He wants you to tell your grandparents about him. And everybody he meets. The Holy Spirit helps you when that's really hard. Because sometimes it's hard to talk to your parents about things, or to grandparents, or to teachers about things. But the Holy Spirit gives us power, if we trust him, to do those things. And of course, the Holy Spirit makes us more like Jesus. Because he's changing us every single day as we obey him, as we listen to the Holy Spirit, and as we do what he says, he makes us more like Jesus. You know, the Holy Spirit is amazing. And I don't want you or I ever to forget how important he is. And who he is. For he is God. And he's so important in the lives of those who love the Lord Jesus. But you see, if you're not saved this morning, how sad would that be that you haven't got someone like this in your life? That you haven't got a friend like this who goes where you go and who helps you and who guides you. But you know, all you have to do to have the Holy Spirit in your life is to ask the Lord Jesus to take away your sin, isn't it? To trust him, to take away your sin, and he will give you a friend that no one else has. The Holy Spirit to be with you and to